the blue of the night meets the goal of the day. Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Charioteers, Skitch Henderson, Peggy Lee, the Ernie Felice Quartet, and here's the choir master of the Crosby Quartet, Mr. Bing.
I and the quartet thank you, Ken. And now, with St. Patrick's Day in the offing, some Hibernian harmony seems indicated. In truth, our entire show this evening is with the accent on music. First, with some help from Brother Trotter, I shall put in a solid plug for another grand musical organization, McNamara's Band.
Oh, me name is McNamara, I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, we play the march from Saul. The drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns, they blaze the way. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band. Hey! Hey! Well, the lads got tired of that beat-up style and decided to make a jump. Couldn't keep alive playing 6/8 jive with that rooty tooty bump. Now they're breaking it up to Jim Jam joints and the Iron Mill Harvest Ball. In downbeat in the radio poll, they were voted the best of all. Oh, terrible, terrible. Go root and the trombone zoot and the trumpets blast away. McCarthy pumps while the doghouse jumps and the clarinet swing and sway. And it's the Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is simply grand. A credit to old Ireland, McNamara, McNamara, it's the best band in the land.
Bing.
Huh?
You know, I can't help thinking how wonderful a recording of McNamara's band would sound on the Philco 1201.
Oh, there you go, talking about the 1201 again.
Well, perhaps I shouldn't talk about it.
You on the level?
Why, certainly. What's the use of talking about it?
That's what I say.
Why, sure. The 1201 is such an outstanding radio phonograph, you have to see it to believe how miraculously it works. You know, Bing, I'd like to show it to all of our listeners in person.
Oh, to be simple, how many listeners do we have now?
Let's see, last count was either 45 or 46, I think, something like that.
I wish it was 47. I'd like to have one in each state.
Oh, wait. Hmm? Bing, there's 48 states.
Oh, you mean Texas made up its mind?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, anyhow, Ken, grab a 1201 and we'll start ringing a few doorbells here.
That's a good idea, Bing, but I'm afraid our listeners cover a little too large an area for personal attention. However, if they'd drop in at their Philco dealer, they'd see it's sheer magic the way the 1201 takes a record and plays it automatically without having to touch the tone arm or needle. You just slide a record into this new kind of radio phonograph, either 10 or 12 inch, and the 1201 does the rest. So you're missing plenty if you miss a demonstration of the 1201. It's the most original radio invention of the year, and it's a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Oh, my. Such moody music could only presage the return to the Philco fold of Miss Peggy Lee. What are they building up to there, Peggy?
Well, that's happiness is a thing called Joe, Bing.
Well, I'm all ears and I'm only half kidding.
Mm-hmm. just a thing called Joe. He's got a way that makes the lilacs want to grow. He's got a smile that makes the angels heave a sigh when they see little Joe passing by. Sometimes the cabin's gloomy and the cupboard's bare. But when he looks at me, it's Christmas everywhere. Troubles fly away. Does he love me good? That's all I need to know. Seems like happiness is just a thing called joy. Troubles fly away and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I need to know. Just a thing called Joe.
Sam, Peggy, and thank you. But don't run away. I have important business with you here a little later.
You mean you're going to give me my paycheck?
No, I thought we could sing a little song together.
Oh, gee, that's better than money any day.
Peggy, if you only meant that.
Oh, I do, Bing, I do.
Well, things are beginning to break for me. Peggy doesn't want to get paid, and Hank Greenberg signed with the Pirates. Friends, a new and sensational musical group has sprung upon the musical horizon here lately, the Ernie Felice Quartet, or the Pacific Coast Strikes Back at the Joe Mooney Quartet. These boys are really fine, though. They have an arrangement here of Moon Glow, which for pure inventiveness and musicianship is one of the nicest things I've ever heard. Are you ready, Ernie and Boy? Play it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Incidentally, I might point out that Ernie and his A. Cordine are now prominent members of the Benny Goodman sextet. Glancing in the direction of the Steinway now, I note that Skitch Henderson is flexing his fingers, ready to flail a few phrases. Tonight, a bright rumba, recently recorded by Skitch. Its title, it's quite a little title here. What is that, Skitch? Miserlou. I might have known. Very nice. I don't know why I should have been in such ignorance of the title. I played it for years on the Chautauqua. Now, in an effort to conjure up the mood for March 17th, here is, as Barry Fitzgerald would say...
Good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me today.
Following group needs no introduction. As a matter of fact, they've been working together so long they know each other pretty well. Hear the charioteer singing, "You Can't See the Sun When You're Crying."
You can't see the sun when you're crying. A little tear can hide the brightest sky of blue.
And now, right on cue and standing Mike's side here with me is Peggy Lee in all her loveliness.
Well, thanks, Bing. I appreciate what you say.
I appreciate what I see. Peg, we did a tune together some time ago called Best Man. Two or three people told me that it went rather well.
Oh, well, you think we should do it again?
I think it's destiny.
I said he was the best man who ever knocked on my door.
She said I was the best man, fella that she's waited for.
I said he was the best man that dancing,
really hopped it.
And nobody can deny that when it came to romancing, he was the A-plus number one guy.
But then she met my best friend, knocked him right off his pin. Still I wasn't worried, 'cause the best man always wins.
The way it all turned out, there was no doubt that he was best man in the end.
Yes, I was the best man when she married my best friend.
Yes, I met his best friend.
Look out.
Who knocked me right off my pin.
Gone, gone.
But still he wasn't worried, 'cause the best man always wins.
The way it all turned out, there was no doubt that I was best man in the end.
Yes, he was the best man when I married his best friend.
Could it be Trotter?
'Cause he's the best man in the end.
Thank you, Peg. We made it.
Ah, Bing and Peggy, that was just out of this world. And now I'd like to parlay the best man with the best radio for a sure winner. Naturally, that's a Philco. In fact, year after year, ever since 1930, you radio listeners have overwhelmingly preferred Philco radios. Because it's a Philco policy to give you tomorrow in your radio set today. And this year, Philco gives you another sensational first from the Philco laboratories. It's the patented Philco Dynamic Reproducer. The same type of tone arm used by the best broadcasting studios, now adapted to your home radio for the first time in the history of recorded music. You'll find this new tone arm exclusively on a magnificent new Philco console radio phonograph, the 1213, along with Philco's new deluxe record changer. Hear it at your Philco dealer now for a thrilling new experience in the enjoyment of recorded music. And remember, the Dynamic Reproducer is another first from Philco. Famous for quality the world over.
When I was with Paul Whiteman, the late great Skin Young used to sing a song called Among My Souvenirs. Audiences were generally knocked clear out when he sang it. He used to leave them in sections. It's being revived this year, and it evokes such tender memories for me, memories of Skin and the Whiteman Orchestra that I program.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest. And though they do their best to give me consolation, I count them all afar, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs.
That about does it for this session. Before leaving, I would like to remind you listeners in Southern California of the Damon Runyon Memorial Fund Show for Cancer Research, which will be held next Wednesday evening, March 19th, at the Paramount Theater in downtown Los Angeles. Bob Hope will head a big stage show, and also Bob's new picture, My Favorite Brunette, will be shown. To you little listeners not in this area who are interested in aiding the Damon Runyon Memorial Fund for Cancer Research, why not address an envelope to Walter Winchell, Daily Mirror, 235 East 45th Street, New York. Put something in the envelope, of course. Thank you very much, and good night.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, and his orchestra, the Charioteers, Skitch Henderson, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, who at this moment is shrouded in mystery. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Philco, the leader.